good morning. Good morning on this snowy Saturday morning. Welcome to day 14 of our 21 days of prayer. If you would stand on your feet with us this morning, and we're going to get into worship.
Everybody. Today, I want to talk to you briefly in our devotional time about the authority of the name of Jesus. In 1 John 5:14 and 15, we read this. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of Him. See, Jesus has the authority, God has the authority to grant us. I love that in Matthew 28, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And he says, therefore go and go do this work for me, right? Go, I give you this commission to go and do these things for me. We get to operate in the authority of the name of Jesus. I want to talk to us briefly this morning just about how that authority works in our lives, because prayer is a big part of this. We see this throughout the Gospels and the New Testament writings, that we must be praying this way. But I just want to connect some dots for you real quick. The authority of Jesus is connected to his mission. So we got to understand this. When we're praying for things and we're believing God for things, we have to understand the way the authority works. The authority of God is connected to his mission. Think about it like this. Human authority is always given from a higher authority. It's always so the police officers have authority, but that authority is granted to them from a higher authority. Where's the end of the chain? It's the Lord. It's what the Apostle Paul tells us. The Apostle Paul says that every authority on earth gets that authority from God in heaven, that there's no authority without him. And so all authority is connected to God's mission and God's purpose. This is why Jesus could look Pilate in the face and say, hey, you actually can't do anything to me unless my Father in heaven gives you the authority to do so. That's kind of a baller thing to say to somebody. You know what I mean? You got a guy who's literally looking you in the face going, dude, I can kill you. And you're just like, actually, you're a bit confused. You actually can't do anything unless God in heaven gives you the ability to do it. So just rest in that, buddy. And then Jesus would pull the best card ever when he, you know, raises from the dead. Really showed Pilate a lesson. But authority is connected to that mission. See, we want to be praying for God to move in our lives within the purpose and the mission that God has given us on this earth. We have absolute authority in the name of Jesus to fulfill the mission and purpose that God has given us individually and corporately, right? The second thing I want to just share with you is that the authority of God is connected to his lordship. It's connected to his lordship. What do I mean by this? Well, the police do not get to just make this up as they go. They have to submit to the law of the land. They are able to enforce the law of the land. Well, the authority that we get to operate in, the authority that we get to pray in the name and in the authority of the name of Jesus, it's connected to his kingdom, not our own. Right? So when we're going through life and when we want to do things for the Lord, we have to make sure that we're doing it his way. What do I mean? We don't get to use the authority of God to abuse or take advantage of others or just for our own benefit. Jesus in Matthew 20, 25 through 28, he calls his disciples together and he tells them, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. But not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. What are we learning here? Well, if I want to operate in the authority of Jesus, if I want my prayers to be powerful, because 1 John 5, 14, 15 said that I have a confidence that if I go to the Lord and I pray anything according to his will, that he hears me, and if he hears me, he'll answer me. But then I also need wisdom to go, okay, the authority of God is connected to the mission and purpose of God for my life and for his kingdom. And when I pray that way, into God's purpose and mission, man, the authority of Jesus just comes and completely backs whatever it is we're going towards. And that's a confidence that we have. But it's also connected to his lordship. And I think this is so important for us to realize that before we go operate in the authority of God, we need to have the heart of God. Why? Well, as Jesus is going on his mission, it's one of the coolest, funniest stories actually in the Bible. When Jesus is heading towards Jericho, he knows that his time is coming. They're passing through Samaria. And the Bible says that the Samaritans, they're like ridiculing and mocking Jesus, which is kind of weird because he's been there before and they really loved him. So something's happening, you know? And the Bible says that they start doing this because he's going to his crucifixion. Like, this is just part of Jesus being rejected, right? But as he's going and the Samaritans are mocking him, James and John get this bright idea, right? Because they've got the authority. Like, Jesus has given them authority. He sent them out. They've cast out demons. They've prayed for sick people. And, like, they've done it. They know what it's like to operate in the authority of God. And they go, hey, Jesus, do you want us to call down fire from heaven on these boys and girls? We'll just call fire down on them right now. And Jesus nicknames them the sons of thunder. And the Bible says that Jesus just turns back and he rebukes them. Like, what are you guys doing? Have you not listened to anything that I've told you about my authority and what it's here for? You're here to serve and to love. Just imagine this. I think about this. Jesus is being rejected by, they're just mocking him at this point. And James and John are like, let's just call down fire from heaven and consume these people. I wonder what they would have felt like had they not had that moment when they actually see Jesus being arrested. These guys would have tried to thwart the entire plan and purpose of God to save humanity. You see that? They have this moment right before. I mean, they're moving towards Jerusalem. This is the final showdown when this moment happens as it's recorded in the Bible. And so you get this moment where Jesus is like, that's not what we're here to do, boys. So don't act like that. Because I bet when they showed up, that would have been their go-to. Nope, we're not letting this happen to Jesus. Let's call the fire down now. And they would have sacrificed salvation for all of us. Do you see? It's connected to his lordship. The last thing I want to share with us about this is that the authority of God doesn't disqualify us from trouble or hardship in life. So sometimes we get so caught up in praying and going, well, I have the authority, and because I have the authority in Jesus, I can pray against every bad thing and it'll never happen to me. That's not how it works. How do we know that? Well, church history would tell us that 11 out of the 12 apostles were martyred for their faith. We read some of their stories in the Bible, like James, one of the sons of thunder. He's the first of the apostles to die for Jesus. The authority of Jesus did not prevent that death, right? You can ask the apostle Paul, who literally in one of his letters just waxes eloquent about all of the hardship that he's went through for the cause of Christ. But he's got the authority, yeah, and that authority led him to those places as a witness to the kingdom of God and as a witness to the resurrection of Christ. And so we go in authority and we pray in authority. Well, what's the point if we can still experience hardship and trial? We, like Jesus, are surrendered to a purpose greater than ourselves. And so I want to pray into God's will and pray, God, whatever your purpose and your will for my life is, I'm going to go in that authority, but that authority doesn't exempt me from hardship. What it does is empowers me through it. See, I thought about this too as I was preparing for this. The Apostle Paul talks about all his hardships. You know, how much money, Pastor Nicole, do you think they spend a year, just give me a rough estimate, in PDM traveling around the world to preach the gospel? $150,000, all right? Through the providence of God, the Apostle Paul got arrested and got to appeal to Caesar. He got a free one-way ticket to go preach the gospel, and they paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, that looks like hardship, and Paul looked at it as an opportunity. I'm getting to go preach the gospel in Rome. This is what the Lord has been telling me I was supposed to do. So here we go. I don't care if I'm going in a prison boat or if I'm going in a yacht. Doesn't make a difference to me. I'm in the will of God. Do you see that? It's really cool when you read it and you go, okay. So today as we pray, I want you to know that you should pray in confidence. Why? Because Philippians 2, 9 and 11 says this, therefore God exalted him, Jesus, to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's make sure that as we're praying today, that we're praying his mission and his purpose. Why do we want to pray with confidence for miracles and healings to take place? It's part of his mission. And he sent us out to do the same thing. So we know that's part of his will. So we have authority in Jesus to actually pray for these things to happen. We want to pray surrendered to his lordship, because that authority is connected to that. We don't get to make it up. We have to submit to him. And then we want to know that that authority doesn't disqualify us from hardship. When we go into it, know we're going into it with Jesus, and his authority is there to get us all the way through it, and it ends in victory for us. Amen? Amen. Let's worship together, and then we'll get into our 25 minutes of personal prayer.
Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. You come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me. So come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me. Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. And come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me.
Oh yes, come and feel the stuff, Lord.
And Holy Spirit, come rest on. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would feel me.
feel it in this room. Holy Spirit, move. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Yeah. I feel it in this room. Holy Spirit, move. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Something has to break right now.
see on the hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me, my Jesus set me free. And look at the wounds that give me life, grace flowing from His side. No greater sacrifice. What He's done, what He's done. Oh, the glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven, and my future is heaven. I resolve to know nothing but you crucified. Somehow in this room right now, it is enough. The weight of the world, too much for the souls of men. But somehow you hold it all upon the cross. Calvary's enough. Calvary's enough. When I know nothing, when I know too much, what I choose to know right now is Calvary's enough. You resolved to die, scarlet flowing from your hands inside. Covenant is sealed and ratified. You knew the cost. As the darkness fell and the temple curtain tore, the death I deserved you made yours upon the cross. give him your surrender. Not just a little bit, not just a small percentage. Give him all, give him all, give him all tonight. All your trust, you've got nothing to lose. You've got nothing to lose. He will not fail you. He will not. Father, or that person that may have failed you, he is God. He's the one who made you. He's the one who called you. He's the one who loves you. He's the one who laid down his life for you. He wants all of you, all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all of you. Give him all tonight. Give him all tonight. Shake up the ground of all my tradition. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my tradition. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my tradition. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better.
Of heaven, pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. For hearts that burn with holy fear, purified in faith indeed, refiner's fire, strengthen what remains. So we the church who bear your light, lamp of flame, city bright, King and kingdom come is what we pray. 'Cause we need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out. A holy anointing, the power of your presence. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out.
Pour your spirit out.
Pour your spirit out.
Yes, we can hear the wind blowing, blowing, blowing. Move upon our praise. Sons and daughters sing. Yes, we can hear the wind blowing.
Corporate prayer time today. We're going to be praying over our small groups that are getting ready to launch here at the church. So I'm going to throw out kind of an idea, a topic that I'd love you to pray for. You just pray for about 2 minutes on that, and then I'll come back and give like a new way for us to pray about it. But the first thing we want to pray for over our small groups is we want to pray for community to happen, an embracing of the body of Christ. We want to see relationships that go deeper than blood. You know, there's some people in our church that family is very difficult, and this might be their family in a very real way. And so we want to pray that our small groups are that, the community is happening in our small groups. Father, we just come before you. We lift up. We got our small groups to you. Somebody else is feeling weak. Father, we just pray that real community is happening. Father, would you give us hearts for one another, Father, that we would prefer our brother above ourselves. God, that this would be an opportunity and a place for every person to use the gift that you've given them, the gifts that you've put inside of them, Father, to minister to their church, to minister to their brothers and sisters in Christ. We just pray for that one. God, I just pray that you would raise up people. God, raise up community, raise up strength. Father, may there be strength. Father, we just lift these small groups up to you, God, and we thank you, God, that we can bear with one another, that we can be strength for one another. When one is feeling weak, there's strength there in community, Father. We pray that people find that community in there. Father, now we want to pray for freedom to be found in every area of our lives, Father, whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, relational, whatever it is, emotional, Father. We pray that freedom is found in our small groups this semester, Father. God, we just thank you that small groups are a place of freedom. They're a place of freedom, Father, in every area of our life. In every area of our life. We just thank you for that. We just speak that over our small groups this semester. Father, now we want to pray for the leaders. If you're actually going to be one of the leaders in this semester, please stand up. Just want to point of contact. You weren't prepped for this. And I know Andrew, Mark, and Anna Duncan. There's more leaders than that, but they're here this morning. Richard's there. Jesse and Jamie. Would you guys just be praying for our leaders? It's a long 12 weeks, and they just walk with people through stuff, and it can wear you out. So pray that they're strengthened by the Spirit of God and they're led by the Spirit of God as they lead people these next 12 weeks, Father. We thank you for people that you've raised up to lead small groups. Father, we pray over the course of these next 12 weeks that, Father, you just shower them with your grace, that you fill them with your Spirit, that you would protect them, Father. Protect them from every plan of the enemy to try to destroy what you're wanting to do over the course of these next 12 weeks. God, we thank you for the gifts that you've put in each one of them. We pray, Father, that they would have the spirit of discernment, that as they go week to week, Father, they'd be able to discern what's needed in each given session, Father, to be able to love the people well that you've brought into those groups. We thank you for it. The last thing we want to pray for is more small groups and more small group leaders. We believe in small groups, and so pray with us that we'd have enough small groups to meet every need in the house and that God would raise up more people to lead these small groups. Father, we pray that you would just raise up small groups in every part of what it means to be human. God, we pray for outreach small groups to rise up. God, we pray for hobby small groups to rise up. Father, we pray for ministry small groups to rise up. Father, we just pray for caring small groups, people that just want to go and care for other people, those small groups to just rise up. Father, we pray for people who just have a heart and passion for your word to rise up and lead Bible studies in their communities. Father, we just pray for small groups everywhere. Small groups everywhere, Father. Put it on people's hearts and raise up leaders for this. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. The church, let's just sit for the next 2 minutes in the presence of the Lord and listen to what the Holy Spirit would speak to us. for all of you that felt the Holy Spirit speak to you and say, it's time to sign up for a small group, that was the Lord. So just make sure you can do that before you leave today, okay? Thanks for being here with us this morning. We're excited to continue 21 days of prayer tomorrow. Normal church time. We'll see you guys here in the morning. Be blessed.